Priests are having to find ways to address the abuse scandals in their congregations. At Christ the King Parish in Pleasant Hill, California, Father Brian Joyce has been holding meetings with parishioners and communicating his thoughts in weekly letters in the church bulletin. In Pittsburgh, Father Lou Vallone says he relies on his congregants at the Church of St. Mary of the Mount to set the pace. Both priests talked with NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg about how the scandal is affecting their work.
Let's start with you, Father Joyce. That parish of yours has addressed this topic before. You have a program that's called No More Secrets, and the idea is to make your parishioners feel safe with members of the clergy and to acknowledge that this kind of sexual abuse exists. So, if anything, what has your parish been doing differently in the past few months?
Well, we've been having public forums for people who want to come and ventilate their upset at the broader church. People are very supportive of our church locally and its local priests, and very dismayed and angered and embarrassed at the broader scene.
Mm-hmm. And so that's in Northern California. What about you there in Pittsburgh, Father Vallone? How have your parishioners reacted?
I think most people begin with shock and dismay. It's been my experience that most worshipers, although they know they belong to the Church Universal or they belong to the diocese, they usually take their cue from the local parish, from their local worshiping community.
Huh.
If they feel that they're being addressed and satisfied, if the church is working for them on that parochial level, then they have a much more positive attitude.
Hmm. So, Father Joyce, isn't that interesting to you that Father Vallone is not getting the level of anger that you are experiencing?
Yeah, I relate to some of what he's saying, that people have a level of trust to us locally. But I'd like to ask Father Vallone, one reason I think we encounter a fair amount of anger is because we've had public forums. Rather than preaching on this from a pulpit, my mother always said to me, the priest in the pulpit is 6 feet above contradiction. Mm. So I've made sure that our addressing it is in public forum, where people can express and address it and dialogue. And I wonder if you've had that experience.
In our parish of St. Mary of the Mount, I don't use a parish council or pastoral council. We do everything by town hall meeting. After a holy day of obligation, people stay right in church, and we deal with all of our issues right there. So we've, at least in my parish, we've always tried to handle it in a very open way.
Mm-hmm. Do you find yourselves interacting differently with parishioners?
I don't think I'm behaving any differently, but different thoughts are going through my head. We had First Communions with youngsters the last couple of weekends, and the families are coming up. They want your picture with their youngster.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that the pictures in the paper of some of these abusers are First Communion pictures with the youngster. And
yes.
So what's going through my head as they're taking my picture is something that would never cross my mind a year ago.
Father Vallone, I understand you all in Pittsburgh made certain changes in your behavior, you members of the clergy, in the aftermath of some sexual abuse scandals that came up maybe 10 or so years ago. How did that affect your behavior?
Well, it wasn't personal action, interaction that differed. It's policies and programs. You would not consider doing overnight retreats unless they were well chaperoned by laity. You would, for example, not consider hiring high school kids to be your evening receptionists unless there were other people around the rectory.
Father Joyce, there are fewer seminaries these days, fewer seminarians. I wonder if you think the young seminarians who are entering the priesthood are entering a very different institution from the one that you joined, because now there is this new scrutiny, this mistrust.
Well, there's, you know, two different things going on. One, real intense interviews, psychological testing, screening that we did not have 30, 40 years ago. But on the other hand, the pool of applicants is much smaller.
Yeah.
And I think that can tend to lower standards. My hope is that because of our 194 dioceses, most of them have in place lay committees, they have contact with survivors, they have policies, and hopefully that's why there aren't any more recent cases, because we've been working at this for 10 years or more. My fear is that young people's psychosexual strength and development isn't enough for them to step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't hear from them for another 20 years.
Huh.
So I have a hope and a fear, and I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. And do what we can do best, do what we should be doing. Cardinal Law made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that this was a wake-up call for the church, and I found that very offensive. I think a lot of us have been awake for years.
Father Vallone, any last thoughts?
I would like to apologize to the victims, their families, and all who have been hurt by these actions. I would like to make a formal act of contrition on behalf of my church, my brother priests, to all who have been offended by this. I don't think that we can express our sorrow enough to those who have been harmed by these actions.
Father Lou Vallone of the Church of St. Mary of the Mount in Pittsburgh and Father Brian Joyce of Christ the King Parish in Pleasant Hill, California. Thank you both very much. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.